From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Coordinated militant attacks in Egypt's Sinai kill dozens. An unprecedented attack left dozens dead Wednesday after militants launched several attacks on Egyptian military checkpoints in the Sinai Peninsula in the town of Sheikh Zuwaid. Egypt says 17 soldiers and officers were killed in hours of fighting along with 100 militants. The attacks were claimed by loyalists to the Islamic State. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We express our sincere condolences to the victims, their families, and the government and people of Egypt. These attacks come as Egypt is mourning the assassination of its public prosecutor, Hisham Barakat, on Monday. The perpetrators of these cowardly crimes must be brought to justice. The United States remains steadfast in its support of the Egyptian government's efforts to combat terrorism in Egypt.
Islamic extremists have launched attacks on security forces in Sinai at an increasing tempo following the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. President Obama announced Wednesday the U.S. and Cuba have agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations and plan to reopen their embassies in respective capitals of Washington and Havana later this month, the latest sign of an easing of more than five decades of hostility.
Last December, I announced that the United States and Cuba had decided to take steps to normalize our relationship. As part of that effort, President Raul Castro and I directed our teams to negotiate the reestablishment of embassies. Since then, our State Department has worked hard with their Cuban counterparts to achieve that goal. And later this summer, Secretary Kerry will travel to Havana formally to proudly raise the American flag over our embassy once more.
In May, the United States removed Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism, a move seen as crucial to restoring diplomatic ties. This is VOA News. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras Wednesday said he's sticking with plans for a referendum Sunday on bailout terms demanded by the country's European creditors. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said there will be no more negotiations until the outcome of that referendum is clear. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, expressed hope for Sunday's vote.
A major decision was made last Friday to interrupt the negotiations on the part of Greece when it decided to launch a referendum this coming Sunday. I think there is a democratic process that is underway, and that should result in hopefully more clarity, less uncertainty as to what is the determination of the Greek people and what is the authority of the government.
Greece is cut off from further European assistance after failing on Tuesday to meet a midnight deadline for repaying nearly $2 billion in loans to the IMF. That default marked the first time a developed country failed to meet a payment deadline on an IMF loan. The head of the UN's nuclear agency meets with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran Thursday, as negotiators from Iran and a group of six world powers continue working toward a comprehensive agreement ensuring the country's nuclear program is peaceful. Yukiya Amano's visit is expected to focus on access for inspectors who monitor nuclear activity in Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke Wednesday at the site of those talks in Vienna.
We are working very, very hard. We have some very difficult issues, but we believe we're making progress, and we're going to continue to work because of that.
Inspections and the pace at which sanctions are lifted against Iran are two of the remaining key sticking points the two sides had set Tuesday as their original deadline, but agreed to extend the talks until July 7. Hundreds of armed Tunisian police patrolled resort areas following last week's massacre of nearly 40 foreign tourists, 30 of them from Britain. Thousands of foreign tourists left the North African country following Friday's attack, but others remain, including this German tourist.
Yes, I feel very safe here in Karawan. On the first day it happened, we were not so safe. We in a house very, very close to the hotel. We came here years ago, so we went back to Karawan. We had a very good time there, and so now we come back and we feel very safe.
Friday's attack was the second on foreigners in Tunisia, following the attack on the Bardo Museum in March that killed more than 20. At least six people, including a policeman, were killed Wednesday near Burundi's capital in the latest political violence, which first erupted in April with a decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. Police were trying to disarm protesters when they say they came under attack and responded with lethal force. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.